And we are now going to be joined by the remaining three Championship Four contenders who will race for the title in Miami next week. We have Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Miller Lite Ford, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 M&M's Carmel Toyota, and Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota. Brad, we'll just start down there at the end with you, and each of you guys just talk about what it means to run for the championship next week in Miami.
All right. I just feel glad to make it through the day. And have a shot next week. You never know how these things are going to play out. Certainly would be a stretch by any means by how we ran today to say we're the favorite, but we are glad to be there, and you never know how those races are going to shake out. So on to next week.
Yeah, I mean, today was not the prettiest of efforts on behalf of the 18 M&M's Caramel team, but overall we fought through it and did a good job of being able to, you know, get back in the pack, come back up through and salvage a decent day. So, unfortunately for last week, we didn't have luck on our side. We had 2 flat tires while under caution, and that set us behind. And of course, today we just kind of weren't all that great, so we were kind of behind today as well, too. But these two don't necessarily matter. Since we won at Martinsville, we've had an opportunity to kind of focus forward, if you will. And so hopefully that'll go well for us, and we can get some solace out of these 2 weeks next week.
Yeah, definitely excited about, you know, the position we're in to go to Homestead, and feel like we've got a lot of momentum. We've got a lot of consistency in our team and doing all the right things right now. So excited for Homestead and hopefully get down there and get our first championship. Ready to go.
All right, we'll open up to questions. We'll start up in the front with Lee.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. With all you guys being so young, you can't understand what it must be like for Matt not leaving on his own terms. What do you think today getting the win and not just going out with a whimper means to him?
Who's that for? Who's it for?
Any of you. I mean, he's your teammate. I mean,
I think it's really cool to see. You know, I was really excited for him when he got the checker flag. Like, I was kind of cheering for him a little bit because I couldn't catch him. So I'm like, I'll go get, you know, I was hoping he'd get to 24.
You think you were cheering?
I know Brad was cheering a lot, but no, he's such a, you know, he's such a good guy, and he's done so much for the sport And you know, he's an awesome guy to be around. And just, I know this year has been really tough on him. You know, you can just see it, and you can tell when you talk to him. So to see him win that race was amazing. And to see him on his roof out there excited, I mean, you could see the excitement. So, you know, definitely well deserved. He's worked hard this year, had a lot of crappy luck, and definitely good to see.
Yeah, I mean, I echo everything Martin said. I mean, being his teammate for the last few years and having the respect for him and everything that we've had out on the racetrack for as long as we've raced together, you know, we've been able to never put a door to each other. So it's been awesome to have that, and as him and a teammate to work together the last few years. Like Martin said, he's been really down and frustrated and trying to figure out this season and what it's all about to go out there and to try to win in his final season, not on his own terms final season. So, you know, I just think that was a huge opportunity for him. I think it shows that, you know, there's no reason why he couldn't have gotten a job anywhere else. It's just, I guess, the industry didn't see Matt Kenseth as their driver, and that's really, really unfortunate, because I love the guy and have raced with respect for him for a long, long time, and will forever respect him for what he's done for this sport.
We'll go in the back to Bob and then to Jerry.
Bob Hockris, ESPN. Brad, I asked Paul Wolf if he felt lucky, and he said he believes in karma, and he felt like that things were taken away from you guys at Martinsville and kind of got the result today. Do you feel the same?
I don't know. I'm a big subscriber that takes speed, execution, and luck to win, and I think we probably had some really solid execution last week in Texas, great speed at Martinsville, and a luck today. So, you know, if you put all three of them together any given day, you can win. We haven't done that in this round, but we had one of each in all three races, and that put us in position to be here. So, I don't know. I mean, the karma word sure does seem to get thrown around a lot, and I'm not sure what the hell it means. But the reality is that, you know, this year we made it through this round, and I'm thankful for that. Hopeful that, you know, we can make it count next weekend.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN. Brad, for you, what was going through your head? You joked about, pulling for Matt, but really, what was going through your head when Chase was leading and you were out there and knowing that was your shot to make it to Homestead?
Well, this is such an aero track. I didn't think anybody would be able to run him down. Chase is pretty fast, and the track itself is kind of one groove, and I think a couple times it moved up on super long runs, but there wasn't a super long run there at the end. I think it was only 25, 30 laps. So I thought, quite honestly, that the race was over and that Chase was going to win. So I still don't know what happened that Matt passed him. I was pretty busy with my own race, but I kind of thought it was over and that the 24 was going to win.
We'll go to Christian and then Jeff.
Christian Coley on pitroad.com. Brad, your teammate's been in the championship for this elimination style at Homestead a couple of times. Do you feel like it's a disadvantage that you haven't been in this style of format at Homestead yet? Or do you feel like, it's kind of
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that. I'm still hot and sweaty from Phoenix. So I think I'm just glad to be in it. And we'll have a great opportunity. I'm thankful for that. I'd like to be in it and probably have come off a couple races where we were the fastest car. That sure would make you feel good. But, where we're at and the way these formats go in single race like this, you just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's one race to determine a championship, and anything can happen. Shoot, anything happened today. And not that there wasn't as much on the line, but it certainly wasn't the championship. So you have no idea what's going to happen next week. And I think it's easy to read too much into it. It's easy to read not enough into it. And at the end of the day, I'm just going to get in a race car and drive it.
Go to Jeff.
From JeffGluck.com. Brad, after you won Talladega, you said Martinsville, you pretty much had to win it because you were down on speed. Then after Martinsville, you said that was pretty much our chance maybe. You come in here and don't have the best weekend. It's not looking good. And then you make it. Are you in some disbelief right now, or are you stunned at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sometimes things happen that you just don't understand why, for good and for bad. This year for us, I mean, obviously it wasn't for Denny or for Chase. It was good for us. I don't know. I don't know why things open up this way. I don't know why in the past two or three years the doors have closed in strange ways. The last 3 years we've broken parts that should never break and been eliminated out of this whole format with much faster cars than we've had this year. So who's to say? It's just part of the ebbs and flows and how the racing smiles on you and frowns on you at times.
We'll go back to Bob.
Bob Hocker, ESPN. Kyle, what have the last two races been like, knowing that you're in? Has it been stressful at all, and was it strange?
If we play it as though we weren't already in with the win, yeah, it was stressful, but thankfully, you can kind of just throw that out with the opportunity that we had because we won at Martinsville. With, looking at our last two races and seeing that we had speed. Unfortunately, we had a flat before we even took off in Texas, and we started the race essentially two laps down. And then we were able to finally come back, but the damage to our car was too much to overcome there with restarting in the pack and with the field and with the fast guys. We just didn't have the speed to keep up with them. But we're fast by ourselves all alone. So, and then this week we just missed it for some reason. I thought we were really good in practice, and then in the race today we weren't even close. So, not sure what happened, but overall it was nice to not have to worry about it too much. Like today, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, we are falling back. Like if we were in position to win, we are certainly not doing a good job of executing today. And then we were able to come back and get a seventh. So, it really didn't matter because we were through. So, where the points would have been if we would have finished second at Martinsville, who knows?
We'll go to Jerry and then back to Lee.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN again. Martin, your other three competitors for Homestead all have championships behind their name. You don't?
That means it's my turn.
That's what I was going to ask. How are you going to handle that pressure?
I don't think it's any extra pressure at all. I mean, I think it's I have a lot of respect for all three of these guys. Two of them were in the Final Four when I made it in 2015. So, definitely have a little bit of experience in this position. But, honestly, just excited about the opportunity. This, I feel like we're in a whole lot better spot as a team than we were the first time we had a shot at it. And, we're going to go out there with just do the best job we can do. So I've got a lot of confidence in our team right now and what we're doing, and you know, I think today was a perfect example of that for us. So just keep doing what we're doing. Go down to Miami and have fun and just try to do what we know how to do. Do the best job we possibly can, and hopefully come out on top.
Go back to Lee.
To motorsport.com. Have you talked to Barney recently? And
I talked to him a few times this week.
And how's he doing? And is it possible he might get a reprieve for next Sunday?
He's doing good. He said he was not going to come to Homestead. I guess he already knows that. I don't know if they don't want him to travel or, you know, obviously he has to get on a plane to go to Homestead. It's a long way, but he's
start
doing.
Now.
Huh?
Start now.
Yeah, he can start driving now, I guess. But yeah, he's doing really well. I've talked to him a few times. He actually got to go home Friday. So he is at home relaxing, and I'm sure I'll hear from him after the race here. I'll probably talk to him, see how he's doing. But he's in good spirits, and he said he's got very strong veins and a lot of determination, and he's said he'll be back soon. He's excited about what we're doing, and he's glad the doctors found what was going on, and I think he'll be feeling a whole lot better going forward, which is always great. I mean, it'd certainly be a lot different, I'm sure. The story for me and my career would be a lot different if it wasn't for him and his team and what he's built. And, you know, I'm just so proud of what he's done and so proud to be a part of, you know, his team. And I feel like we've come so far together in just 4 years. It's really amazing. So just thankful and glad he's, you know, glad he's healthy and healing up. And he's going to be back, be able to join us again at the racetrack pretty soon.
We'll go to Jenna.
Martin, I have two questions. One following up on what Lee was asking you. So is it a bummer that Barney, he's got this opportunity and he can't be there next week?
It's definitely a bummer. He thinks sometimes, for a long time, he thought he was bad luck because we only won when he was not here. So if we do win it next weekend and he's not there, he may never show up again. But, no, I mean, in all honesty, we definitely wish he was there, but he'll be there in spirit. He's a huge part of this team, and you know, everybody's got him on their mind, you know, as the weekend goes on, as we're doing our jobs, and we know we wouldn't be here without him. So he means a ton to us, and we're going to try to go get this one for him.
My second question, Harvick was in here alone before you guys, and he said all the pressure's on you because you've been the best car.
That sounds like Harvick.
Yeah, so my question was, is he just trying to, like, stir it up?
I don't know, but it doesn't work on me.
Okay.
I'm glad. If I'm the favorite, perfect. I like that. I think it's a better position to be in. I was the underdog before, and I finished fourth. So, yeah, bring it on.
Do we have any final questions for our Championship Four drivers? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. We'll see you next week in Miami.